All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's kick it right off. The NFC South, the fifth division in our draft coverage here of the eight, of course. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my left, Chris Weasel, NFC South action. It's time. The Bucks were left, as they say, holding the bag in the opinion of many, many draft gurus as they traded down first. Help me out here, Weasel. They traded down first to give
From 5 to 7.
5 to 7. There we go. I couldn't remember from 5 to 7. I couldn't remember the numbers right off the bat there too. They were hoping to be able to sink, maybe steal a Maurice Claiborne or a Justin Blackmon, and failed miserably. Instead, they get the guy who is arguably the best safety in this draft class, which really isn't saying much because it's a pretty weak safety draft class. But any thoughts on that?
Yeah, getting Mark Barron, Alabama safety. So,
more than Alabama picks. Yep,
and it's definitely good for a cover Tampa 2 defense. I mean,
well, true, and I mean they haven't had a good safety there too. Tanner Jackson being one of the losses they had, but let's face it, that dude ain't all that. I never liked him. I never thought he was that good. I don't know. A lot of other losses, too, there, of course. At linebacker, they part with Geno Hayes. Michael Spurlock at receiver has also left the team. And their backup quarterback, Josh Johnson, now bearing a gold helmet instead of playing against one twice a year as he's gone to the 49ers. So that'll do that. Additions they have, and I like a lot of these additions, too. You mentioned Eric. What was his name? Sorry?
Eric Wright.
Eric Wright.
Cornerback.
Very good. Oh, who was the safety? I mean, the safety's name. Eric Wright is a good addition, too. Don't get me wrong. But the safety that they drafted, his name was Mark Barron.
That's Mark Barron, yes.
And they got Eric Wright from the Lions. That's, of course, a good pickup for them, too. I mean, we all know that Rondé Barber is aging. They're thinking about moving him to safety. I like that concept. They picked up receiver Vincent Jackson, who has been a head case in San Diego of late, but a change of venue could actually help him, you know, perform well. I like that. Amobi Okoye out of the Bears at defensive tackle. They needed somebody else besides Gerald McCoy to stop something. I like that as well. Chris, you got anything there?
And they also picked up Carl Nix, offensive guard from the Saints.
Okay, yeah, and they needed some protection there as well. I mean, that certainly can't hurt. I mean, they still got LeGarrette Blount. They did address a running back with their next pick. So,
Doug Martin from Boise State.
Yeah, there's your guy. Okay.
5'9", 223. So, yeah.
See, what they did was when they traded with the Jags.
What happened was
when they traded with the Jags, they used some of that to get back into the first round to pick him up right before the Giants.
There you go. They used the picks they got from the Jags to trade back in the first round to get a running back like that of the Jags. So yeah, I mean, I like the improvements that they're making. I like that they beefed up their O-line. I like that they got V-Jack, though he's not exactly the answer. He's an improvement. Him with Kellen Winslow could be kind of a threat. I like that they have a running committee with this draft pick that you got here. Doug Martin. That could be good. We'll see. I mean, this division is kind of left wide open at the point here, too. Anyways, let's jump over to the Carolina Panthers. I'm having a lot of problems with the fact that their defense was what it was last year, and then they part with their top linebacker, Dan Connor, also depart with receiver Legadou Nani, one of the Weasel's favorite names to pronounce. And at running back, they got Mike Tolbert from the Chargers. But Luke Kuechly. It really does sound as dirty as it sounds. Okay, Kuechly. I mean, out of Boston College, yeah, that's all great, but I don't know. I mean, I would have really liked more defensive line. They didn't really have a safety at that point, so they couldn't really go there. I mean, they did draft one like in the 7th round, but whatever. He's probably going to return kicks or something. I don't know, man. What do you guys think?
Well, I think he wasn't the top linebackers in the draft.
He was.
He was the top linebacker in the draft.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was a pretty solid. If you lose, I mean, Dan Connor, I mean,
so that means all they did was put themselves in the same place.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying, homie? And I mean, I'm looking at their draft picks. They address defensive end in the 4th round, and they do get DBs in the 5th and 7th round. But they need – I don't know, man.
They picked a corner from Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina.
Oh, across the Carolina,
powerhouse school, Coastal Carolina,
where one Tyler Thigpen came from.
Thank you, Weasel.
He's dropping some knowledge on you, son.
I was speechless. That's a Vikings fan right there. Seventh round pick, Tyler Thigpen. Although he has seen time of late, backing up quarterbacks, did get a few starts with some quarterbacks that were struggling. That good drop, Weasel. What can I say? Great football mind, son.
Ballin'.
However, I do think I like Cam Newton. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's going to be making the Pro Bowl continuously. Obviously, if he keeps his pace, we're talking, you know, Hall of Fame proportions here. But as far as actual playoff appearances go, I think the Panthers got some time yet still. I don't think they're there yet. They need a lot more defense than they do. And Luke Kuechly is not he's not the answer, man. I like that they got Tolbert. Don't get me wrong. Him and D'Angelo Williams, it's kind of badass. And Jonathan Stewart, that's a heck of a core. But no. Anyways, going over to the Atlanta Falcons, probably the most stagnant team this year. With their first pick in the draft, it wasn't even in the first round, I believe. Did they get, I can't read my writing, is that a center?
Center out of Wisconsin, Peter Konz.
Spell it.
K-O-N-Z.
Konz.
Konz. So it's like, think like William Shatner in the second Star Trek movie. Konz, right? There you go. But I mean, other than that, yeah, Julio Jones, he's great. Anthony Gonzalez, or Tony Gonzalez as he's better known. He hasn't retired yet. That's a positive thing, I guess. Michael DeBerner Turner, Jason Snelling, you know, Matt Ryan, Harry Douglas. That's great. But what did they do? What have they added?
They had a center, and then a third-round pick was an offensive tackle.
That's super. I mean, you know, the Falcons have been close to the promised land. There was a lot of close games they lost last year. I think they're relying on getting over the hump in terms of experience to take them to where they need to be in the playoffs. I don't know that that's going to make it, but the good news is that the next team on our list, the New Orleans Saints, aren't going to be much of a factor. They're going to be a factor for the wild card, I think, this year. Their key losses include Robert Meacham and corner Tracy Porter. Tracy Porter, of course, being the corner that got the interception return for a touchdown to seal that Super Bowl victory against Peyton Manning and the Colts. So
they did add defensive tackle Broderick Bunkley.
Broderick Bunkley, yes, thank you, Weasel. I was going to cite him, actually. He former Eagle, former Bronco. They did also part ways with Sean Rogers. We cited in our NFC East episode. That's a pretty big pick for the Giants if they can get him to go every down. But, I mean, the Saints, with all their coaching woes, it's going to be a whole lot of confusion. I think they're going to struggle early. I think they're going to get hot. I think they're going to threaten the wild card. I don't think they're going to get the division, which makes this division pretty damn open. Anyone here think the Panthers got a shot?
No, I don't think they do.
I don't think they could score that many points.
I was
points.
About to say, don't shake your head, guys. This is radio.
I think the Bucs got a better chance now this year.
I would have said the same. So basically, this is a two-team division now with the Bucs and the Falcons. Pop quiz, fitty-fitty. Weasel, who you got?
I got the Falcons.
Chris?
I got the Falcons as well.
No, I can't do it, Falcons.
Hey, they're the Saints' first pick. Actually, it was in the third round. It was Akeem Nicks.
Are you serious?
Not Hakeem, Akeem.
Akeem Nicks. Defensive tackle.
A.K.I.M. Defensive tackle from Regina.
Regina.
They did need a D-tackle, so, I mean, that's nice. But, I mean, what worries me isn't this draft. It's going to be next year's draft when they start actually, you know, having to worry about having good players and, you know, no real draft picks to speak of to do it.
Yeah, Saints also drafted Nick Toon.
Nick Toon, as in like Nick Toons that we used to watch back
like
in the day.
Was son of Al Toon or grandson of Al Toon?
I don't know.
And relatives of Looney Tunes?
I should have known.
No, but Al Toon is a Saint.
His cousin Cartoon.
Pew.
Anyways. Boom, 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 boom. Whoa. Anyways. So, yeah, I mean, we all pretty much agree that the Saints think they're the Falcons going to take this division, which we really kind of cut this episode short, sadly. But so if you think this episode should have been longer, go ahead and email us at thesotg@gmail.com. Website, of course, is www.thestudentofthegame.com. You can follow us on iTunes or tweet at us at thesotg. I know you guys don't have anything else on this division. Class dismissed.